You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are talking waiver wire ads for week 5. Let's go.
Jordan open. Chicago with the lead. Bryant.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. He's responsible.
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I am your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA and on Instagram at BallBoysFantasyBasketball. We're talking waiver wire ads today, and as always, we are joined by the good friend of the show, the guru himself, Callum Mack. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. As you said, waiver wire ads, this is how you win your week. This is the advice you want. We know it's your favorite out there, guys.
Yeah, this is the one. It's our weekly segment. We've had this every week so far. So making sure that we get on top of the hot names, the hot hands, and also potential some guys that could stay on your team for the rest of the season and have long-term value. So we don't like to muck around on this podcast. So let's just get straight into it. We've got a couple of must roster players here. The first one comes as a result of an injury. Luka Doncic, if you haven't heard, has had an injury that came out today. So we believe that Jalen Brunson is a must roster player. He was pretty much already an ad in most 12 team leagues and probably in most 10 team leagues as well, to be honest. He's been putting up good points and assists. But now with Luka out, he's definitely been ruled out of Wednesday's game. But it sounds like it's going to be more than just the one game. So add Brunson if he's floating around in your waiver wire, and I think he should be basically picked up in every single league. What are your thoughts on Bruno, Jalen?
Yeah, look, I'm a big fan. I've got him in one of my fantasy leagues already. He's a good guy who doesn't hurt you at all. We're talking 15 points, 4.5 rebounds, almost 5 assists a game. And that's with Luka in the play. He was also shooting 50% from the field. So that, as you touched on, he was he should have been owned in most leagues. If he's out there, you should definitely pick him up now that with this news of Luka missing some time, expect his workload to go up, get some more shots, more assists. And he takes care of the ball. If you care about turnovers as well, 1.3 a game. Expect that maybe to go up, obviously, with a higher play rate through him. But yeah, otherwise, he's definitely worth picking up. I see 65% rostered on Yahoo. So it's a fair chunk of you guys out there who haven't got him yet.
Yeah, 65%. I was surprised to see that when I searched him up today. I thought he'd be at least sort of like 75, close to 80%. But yeah, he's the 100th ranked player without Luka. So basically should be on your roster anyway, and it would look out, he's probably going to climb higher, and you'll get some good short-term top 100 numbers. So to me, no questions. I think he should be rostered in every single 10, 12, 14, and beyond leagues. The other must-roster player, although he didn't have a great game today, and we believe that is Devin Vassell. Now, we did mention Vassell before as I think a couple of weeks ago as an ad for 12-team leagues. This is just reaffirming that I think he's also an ad in 10-team leagues as well, because he is pushing for more minutes. He, up until today's game, was putting up lots of points, good threes, some solid steals, the occasional block here and there, low turnovers, really solid fantasy game, and I think on a Spurs team that probably needs to start prioritizing their youth, I think that Devin Vassell is going to continue to push for more minutes as the season progresses. So someone who could potentially stick on your roster for the entire season. So I think in 10 teams as well as 12 teams, he is probably an ad, only rostered in 54% of leagues. So much too low, for, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. There's three big stats you're kind of getting there. You get threes. He's pretty solid. I think points to be reasonable. I think he should get about 16 points a game. You know what? I'll make that a guarantee. Give me a guarantee, Mitch.
Here we go.
Guarantee!
There it is.
There we go.
There it is. I got to keep you on your toes, obviously.
Yeah, wasn't ready for that
and
one.
And then, like, he's averaging over a steal a game. And as you said, I think he should, the minutes should trend upwards for him. He had an off night tonight, but that does happen with the young guys who have some off nights. Overall, I think his production will be pretty good on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, he's the 107th ranked player in 25, basically 26 minutes a night. And he's one of those players that suits a lot of different builds. The percentages are both pretty solid. The low turnovers, he's solid across the board and not hurting you anywhere. So I think there's no real reason why he shouldn't be picked up by your team, assuming that you don't just have all these top 80 players on your roster, but I think that probably isn't the case for most of us. So I wish I grabbed him a bit sooner, but you know, I'm not super mad with the way that my team is built. But I think that he is someone that definitely needs to be rostered in 10 team leagues. Let's go into the standard league ads. Now, these are not necessarily must roster players. We'll go into where we think the priorities are in this kind of these kind of players and how you would use these ads. But the first player is probably the hot name of the day, and it is Chimezie Metu of the Sacramento Kings, who's put together a few good games. I don't know if he's a 10-team league ad just yet, but he's definitely an ad for 12-team leagues based on the last few games and the minutes he's playing for the Kings. And he could push into a 10-team league ad depending on what you're after. What are your thoughts on Metu coming out of the blue in Sacramento?
He's had three hot games, all with high minutes. So you'd like to see that trend continue. It's definitely worth a bit of a speculative ad for that reason.
Yeah.
32 minutes in his most recent, 16, 10, two steals, a block. Really good percentages as well. And he can hit the three as well. So he's pretty good all-round production outside of assists. He's not there for that, obviously, but power forwards usually aren't. You'd like to see him maybe get a few more blocks, but that'll just make him a bit of a unicorn.
Yeah, yeah. He's an interesting kind of player because he's sort of like that big guy playing power forward. He's obviously power forward eligible on Yahoo, but you know, solid points, decent rebounds. Like you said, the threes are going to be there. I think the minutes stay high, he can get, you know, close to like that block per game. The percentages look pretty solid as well. So if the minutes are there, I think the fantasy production is there, and he has a chance to, if he gets like a 28 to 30 minute a night sort of role, he could potentially be a top 100 player. I don't know if the upside is super high, but he should be a very solid contributor across the board. So he's worth a swing. In 10-team leagues, I'd maybe wait unless you've got some trash at the end of your roster and you think you can just take a swing and see how it goes and you need those sort of rebounds, points, and solid threes from a power forward position. But, yeah, I don't know. For me, he's a definite 12-team league ad and maybe a 10-team. Would you be adding him in a 10-team league in certain situations?
Probably not a 10-team league, but you do need to say that he is starting. He started the last two games.
Yeah.
That's an argument for him to be picked up in 10-team, but I'd probably hold off at least maybe another week. But then, look, it could be swiped up, so you'd have to be pretty quick at these things. 12 teamers, definitely he should be off the waiver wire.
Yeah, he seems like it's definitely been a shift in the rotation in the last couple of games for the Kings. I wonder if this affects Harrison Barnes moving forward, if he plays a bit more at the small forward, if he's cutting into anyone else's minutes. But it could be a hot streak. But in saying that, the percentages are not, you know, something that's stupid unrealistic. 45% from the field is something they can definitely keep up. So I think yeah, definitely worth a flyer. And just to see where it happens from here. Let's move on to the next player. I'm going to actually pair these next two. There's a couple of Hawks players, Cam Reddish and Kevin Huerta. This is basically based off the news that DeAndre Hunter is out for a little while. Let me just double check that. I think he's out for about 4 to 6 weeks, or next 2 months, they're saying over on Yahoo from NBC Sports Edge.
I swear that man is always injured.
Yeah.
It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, he's not the most durable player out there. So, you know, I don't think that they're must roster players. I think that there's obviously a lot of depth still there in Atlanta. But what are your thoughts on both the combination of Cam Reddish and Kevin Huerta?
With the news that he's been taken out, I'd probably go with Reddish. I think Reddish should be a bit more of a lock for me, just because I think he kind of is like that sixth man guy off the bench. Look, they're a deep team. You have Gallinari and stuff as well. But there's been times when I've seen Reddish, you know, take over. In stretches, and that is, I think, pretty important. He's had a couple colder games, so look, maybe he's due from big ones, but he's had some 16, 15, 16 point games. He's averaging 11 for the season, which is pretty reasonable as well, and, you know, 1.1 steal. So there's definitely some productive stats there. Three throws being awesome. Field goal, you'd like to him to get that, bump that up.
Be careful,
I would expect that to rise.
I'd expect it to rise, but I don't think it's going to get to the point where it's good. I would agree that Cam Reddish is probably the upside play, and maybe Huerta's the safer, more boring, you know, just going to get solid points and threes, but not a whole lot else. So that sort of leaves me to think that neither of them are must roster. They only sort of fit if your team needs them. Like we said, it's a deep roster, especially on the wing position. So as a player like DeAndre Hunter goes down, the minutes and usage kind of just gets spread out around the place and everyone kind of gets just a little bit of a bump. It should help like players like Bogdanovich and those sort of sorts. So not super excited with that news, but just some people that you might want to even just place on a watch list, or if you've got something crap at the end of your roster, take a swing, add Cam Reddish, see what happens. If he syncs it up again, then you can drop him and move on. But just thought that was worth noting with the injury news. The next guy we're going to talk about is—he's a hustler. It's Lu Dort, one of your favorite boys from past, Callum. After watching him in the playoffs a few years ago, I think he's an ad. He's been putting it together. What's that? 4 20-plus points per game games in a row, and previously 13 and 17. He's definitely someone that puts the ball in the bucket, gets you some threes. Not a whole lot else, but he is someone I think is probably an ad, especially while he's shooting and he's got the hot hand right now.
Yeah, 100%. I actually have a huge regret. I wanted to add him to the list last week and his numbers weren't that impressive. And my only reasoning was he's playing minutes and he's due to have some big games.
Yeah.
And what has he done? He's hit 4 in a row, 27-point game, 22, 20, 20. He can get steals as well. He's known for being the James Harden stopper of the past in the playoffs. He plays great fundamental defense. If that's a stat in fantasy, he would be leading that category. Great threes as well. The field goal is up because he's on a bit of a hot streak. Expect that to come down. But overall, I think just for a bit of a point, threes and steals streamer, he's worth owning at this point. Just hold on to him, see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got him rostered in my World Cup, Fantasy Basketball International World Cup team from the start of the season, because all I want from him is points and threes, and he's definitely delivering that for me. So someone who happy to ride along. His turnovers are pretty low as well, if you care about that. You might even expect those steal numbers to come up. He's averaging 0.9 for the season. I can see that getting up to 1.2, 1.3 potentially. But yeah, he's got the minutes there over on OKC, and he's been playing a lot there because they need talent out on the court, and he's one of the few guys that definitely has shown that on that team to this date. The next guy is another young guy. We're talking Talen Horton Tucker, THT, who is a very interesting player. What are your thoughts on Talen Horton-Tucker as an ad for 12-team leagues?
I mean, he's ranked the 12th ranked player on Yahoo right now. So.
Yeah, he's right up there. But I guess that's up to two games.
Yeah, two games in a punt assist build. From what he's been putting up, huge for me. I'd love to pick him up right now. But yeah, look, threes are there. His points have been really good. I would obviously expect that to drop. I would just say that Talen Horton-Tucker should always be an ad if LeBron's out.
Yeah.
I think because even last year when LeBron was on, actually, he was kind of playing a fair chunk of minutes, about 20 minutes off the bench. And even then, he was kind of a streamer. I picked him up a few times off the waiver wire. So even then, in limited minutes, he was producing. And look, the past two games, he's averaging 32 minutes a game. He can get defensive stats. He can score. He can get assists. The 1.5 assists a game, I definitely expect that to jump up. The reason he's ranked so high because he hasn't missed a free throw yet either, which does help, but yeah. He's attempting four a game. So there's just a net plus all around. I think, as I said, if LeBron's out, this guy needs to be off the waiver wire. You have to go pick him up at that house.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like LeBron's not out for too much longer, but I would just be adding him and seeing what it happens anyway. Of all these players we've mentioned in the Standard League ads, I think he's the closest to a must roster. Just because the talent is there. Like, he's absolutely the fourth best Laker. Would you agree? Is he better than Russell Westbrook at this point, Callum? Or how blasphemous is it for me to say that?
we'll say Russell Westbrook obviously is going to get more usage. So whether he's better or not, that debate. In terms of fantasy stats, I mean, you could argue he's better because Westbrook can be so harmful.
Yeah.
But look, he's definitely high in the playbook. He's averaging, it was really high volumes in terms of
16.5 attempts field goals. It was
16.5 attempts a game. So they're running a lot of plays through him. So based on that logic, you could even say it's like essentially the third option for him right now.
Yeah, he's straight into the starting lineup, first game back as well. So they're not mucking around with him. He's getting the 32 minutes a game after coming off injury. So obviously 37 minutes last game helps that. But he's looked really good. So I think of all these Standard League guys, he's the closest to must roster. The only reason he's probably not a must roster is because there is that question mark of the LeBron and when he comes back and how that affects, his usage. You know, it's hard to get usage when you've got Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron James on the same team. So, obviously, you've got that cap over you, but I think you add him, see where it goes, and then if you need to cut him later, so be it. But there's a chance that he might stick in a good role and sort of be someone that you can have on your roster for the rest of the season. Let's go on to the next guy. Just reaffirming that he is a must roster because we had him on our last, I think it was the show that I did on my own when we were talking about Dylan Brooks, or maybe it was the last show that we were on together. But anyway, he was injured coming back, but Dylan Brooks, I think, is definitely an ad. He's come straight back into the starting lineup. They've definitely seem to be preferring him over some of the other wings. And at the moment, he's putting up some good stats, some good points. The assists look like they're up a little bit from last season. He had that first game where he had 6 assists. He's obviously going to get you some steals here and there as a good defender. Threes are solid. So I think that he has done enough to make sure that he is rostered on all 12-team leagues and potentially some 10-team leagues if you need the scoring as well. What are your thoughts on Brooksy Brooks?
Yeah, I think you could definitely say he's definitely an ad. You did touch on him last week, and we said it was tentative because we didn't know what minutes was going to happen, but it's obvious he's in the starting lineup. It's obvious he will get minutes. He's been averaging 16.5 shot attempts a game, same like THT. So the usage is also there. He will get steals. He will get threes. Expect his percentages to drop. His field goal has been notoriously pretty average.
Yeah.
And on that kind of attempt, you do have to realize that you need a little bit of a buffer to take him on. So do expect that to be harmful. In punt field goal builds, he's a great, great fit. So look, I would say Adam, if he's on the waiver wire, he definitely should be picked up.
Yeah. And look, he's doing all this. He's the 74th ranked player at the moment, obviously limited game so far, but he's doing that in 26 minutes a night. So I think even if the field goal percentage comes down, the minutes are going to come up to over 30 a game or very close to 30 a game. And so I think the raw stats, the 2.5 threes, the nearly 20 points a game, the close to 3 assists, the over a steal a game, I think those things are all legit. I think he's going to keep doing that. And as long as you can stomach the poor field goal percentage, then yeah, he's a good ad. And especially in those punt field goal percentage, like my team is where I added him. He's definitely a good player to have on your roster. The last player that we're going to talk about is probably a short-term ad with a couple of injuries happening at the moment. We have the news of Evan Mobley going out with 2 to 4 weeks with an elbow injury. So it's confirmed that Kevin Love is coming back for the next game. So if you need rebounds, if you need some points, he is someone who you can try and stream in because they are fairly banged up at the moment. I think Larry Markkanen is still out as well. So Kevin Love, he's the kind of player that doesn't need too many minutes to get good value, but I wouldn't be expecting, you know, huge things from Kevin Love, but he's a bit of a short-term streamer, basically, for these next couple of weeks while Mobley is out.
Yeah, he was definitely a bit of a factor before. So he got COVID, and that's why he did miss some time. It's saying he is currently conditioning and is expected to return next game. So with the news that Mobley will be out from 2 to 4 weeks, obviously there's a bit of a spot to fill, and he was pretty much putting up about 20 minutes per game prior to that. So you would expect this role to climb. I'm not too sure how many minutes he will play, but I expect it probably to be over that 20 minutes. And even then, he was still producing in your deeper leagues. So I think it's a pretty good ad for now, but as you touched on, it is more of a short-term 2 to 4 week kind of production.
Yeah, so I probably wouldn't be bothering in 10-team leagues, but in a 12-team league, again, if you need the stats, if you need the rebounds and maybe a trickle of threes and assists there and about, expect the poor field goal percentage to still be there. No defensive stats, obviously. We know that with Kevin Love, but if you need those, then I think he's a fine player to add. Let's move over to a few deep league ads. This is more for your 14, 16, maybe even 18-team leagues if these players are available. The first one we're going to touch on, Nasir Little. Now, he is a highly added player recently. His roster percentage has gone up a fair bit. I'm not going to say he's a 12-team league ad just yet. I have seen some people suggest that he is over on Twitter. I'm less convinced. He's pushing for more minutes recently, 22, 28, 29, 25 minutes in his last four. I just don't know if he does enough across the board really to make it worthwhile and for there to be enough upside to take that swing in a 12-team league. But in a 14-team league, I definitely think he is someone that I would consider adding. What are your thoughts on Nasir Little from Portland?
Yeah, like his current rank is 135 is what Yahoo is spitting out. And some of these obviously do get amplified with the percentages and the turnovers. Turnovers is below one, so he's going to have a bit of a bump. But he's a guy that can get you a steal, a block, and a three-pointer a game. And that's why he is kind of where he is. Everything else doesn't really scream at you. He can be, I guess, okay on the rebound end as well. And so far, his percentages have been good. But it's a small sample size. I don't really know what to expect there. Maybe a big man. I guess he is a small forward. Maybe some of these things could drop down a bit. But outside of that, three steals and blocks. I mean, one a game is pretty solid. So if that's what you're after, that's your build. If you're in a punt points build, he'd be a good fit, obviously. Punt assist build, you could probably fit him into a roster spot in some of the deeper leagues.
He's kind of like that Robert Covington kind of build, and it's sort of fitting because it seems like those two players are battling it out with position and minutes at the moment. They're not doing the best over in Portland at the moment, and so they are tinkering with a few lineup decisions. And Coach Billups he's playing around with the rotation, so it's all a bit in motion at the moment, so that's why I hold off by saying he's a 12-team league ad. And I don't think there's much upside here, but in a deeper format, he's probably much more of a safer floor-type player that you can get solid value from. Obviously, you're only rostered in 18% of leagues. That's jumped up a fair bit recently, but if he's available and he suits what you need, then have a look at him. The next guy, I've always liked him, always wondered where he's going to get the minutes, and that is Isaiah Hartenstein. He seems to produce the big man stats in limited minutes. Currently rostered in 10% of leagues. He is playing limited minutes, but like we said, he's had a 12-12 rebound game and three blocks, four assists in that game. He gets you basically a block per game in very limited minutes. So if there's ever an injury to one of the centers over in the Clippers, then his minutes should increase and he's going to get a lot of stats. He's a good per-minute producer. So in a deeper league format, I think he's definitely someone to scoop up and just cross your fingers that he finds himself some more minutes. What's your thoughts on Hartenstein?
Yeah, I like his game. I do like his game. He is getting some time. I think it is a bit of a matchup basis kind of deal, because that's what Coach Lou, he loves to mix up you know, matchups based on their opponent. So
they like to go smaller. Exactly.
So he's a guy that, you know, he's going to have some off nights in terms of minutes, which will affect his stats, but he'll have some good ones, like Ishan Bharat in the 12, 12 and 3 blocks a game. So in deeper leagues, he can be that guy that can push you over the edge. Right now he's ranked at, 199. So look, you're looking at a deeper league. I wouldn't expect his minutes to really go up either. You do have Ibaka who is on the way in to the rotation. Yep. I don't know how that will affect Hartenstein in the long run, but Ibaka has been getting very limited, but handfuls of minutes. So I would expect.
Oh, just lost your connection there, Cal, but we'll press on. We've just got one more player to go through. And again, in a deeper team, leagues, we are going to talk about Gary Payton II. Now he's rostered a fair bit, and like a few of these other guys, has increased recently. But Gary Payton is definitely someone who's going to give you a lot of steals, averaging 1.4 in the game. Solid field goal percentage from a point guard eligible player. But outside of that, there's not really a whole lot else to like. So I definitely don't think he's a standard league player, rostered in 17% of leagues. So I think that he is definitely someone who is a bit of a specialist, but can definitely help you in a deeper league, especially if you need those steals and those weird field goal percentage boosts from a point guard position. Have we got you back there, Cal? Are you back with us? No. Okay. This looks like we've got some technical difficulties at the moment, but I'm sure Cal would agree that Gary Payton Jr. is. Oh, Gary Payton II, I should say, is an ad, especially if you need those steals. So hopefully we'll see if we can get Callum back for the next pod. But for today, that will do us. Make sure you are following us along on Twitter, at BallBoysNBA. Click like on the video if you're watching along on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube, on podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating if you can over on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. I want to get to 30 ratings. If we get to 30 ratings, guys, who knows? Maybe we'll do a Q&A podcast as a result. So go over, rate the pod, and we'll see you guys next time. Laters.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.